The Weekly Dish podcast is presented by Common Ground Minnesota. Food and farming conversations from Minnesota women in agriculture. Learn more at commongroundminnesota.com or follow them on Instagram at Common Ground MINN.
Hey, everybody, it's Steph March for Common Ground Minnesota, and I love talking about women in agriculture. The women of Common Ground Minnesota are volunteers who are taking their time to chat with you about what it's like to live on a farm and grow food in Minnesota. Here's some really great news about this group. They have just launched a newsletter that you can basically sign up for at commongroundminnesota.com, and you get the latest events, giveaways, delicious recipes, all sorts of great stories from the farm. And I got to tell you, it's just a really cool thing to get into your inbox every month. And it's kind of a way in. If you're wondering, like, I don't know what I'm going to ask when I go to Common Ground, Minnesota. Well, this is just an introduction and a way to get you guys to meet the farmers at Common Ground, Minnesota. The Common Ground Minnesota volunteers, remember, their goal is to be a resource for your food and farming questions. Don't forget, check them out on Instagram at Common Ground, M-I-N-N, commongroundminnesota.com.
Don't yuck, yuck, my yum.
I still want a yummy.
We might have to put that in from the old jingle.
Oh, yeah, hope, do that.
Maida Mains, who is a local musician, rapper, poet, brilliant human, helped us with that jingle and provided it for us. So if you're looking for inspiration, check her out on Instagram. She's just amazing. It is time, Stephanie, for the top two and hour two.
Give him the 0-1-2.
And now the Weekly Dish presents
top two, top two.
The top two.
Pick your best two.
In hour two.
All right, give me two. Winning.
All right, top two and hour two. And we've been some places this week. Things are starting to percolate and we're starting to get a little of it out and about. I actually watched two people have like this massive hug, like right in front of me. And it like almost brought me to tears because I was so happy for them that they got to hug. So
nice.
All right. Where have you been that you're excited about this week, friend?
So I'm going to tell you my first of top two and hour two is going to be Prize Brewing.
Such a great spot.
And I just think, a lot of people are looking for patios and a lot of people are thinking about getting out and Prize is on the river and it's kind of this great little patio. It's in Minneapolis, They call it Northloop, but it's not really.
It is North.
Okay, but I'm just saying they call it North Loop, but it's kind of in that between North and North Loop, that little swath on the river.
Off of the Plymouth.
Yeah. And it's,
Avenue Bridge.
If you take 17th, it goes straight down to the river. So, it's a great little brewery. They have Miraculum, which is like one of my most favorite hoppy beers. But here's what I love about this place. They have food. It's a brewery with food. And it's not a food truck. And I love the food trucks. You know this. And sometimes there's nothing I like better than popping over, sitting on the patio and grabbing a food and then sitting down again more. But I love the fact that they have a really cool system of ordering. You sit on the patio. They take your name and number for tracing. And then they have the QR code where you just take a picture with your phone and it brings you to the ordering app. And you order it all on your phone and then they bring it to you. I am here for this and I am hoping
sea salt,
that
please.
This stays. Yeah, like I would absolutely do that. Well, they would lose business because you'd have to because you have to have a space for them to bring it. And then sea salt, you need to be like, I'm at the oak tree, like three oak trees down. But I love the fact I'm fine. Like there's a lot of things that I wonder are going to continue through the pandemic. And I don't know if there a lot of them are, but I think like this kind of a situation, if you're at a brewery and there's a cart on your table, like that's all I need is I just need someone to bring me the stuff. I don't care if I'm ordering, you know, a couple times and I'm happy to pay a couple times.
In Colorado, when we were out at Aspen last fall during mid-pandemic and we were on the van and people were eating outside, all of the restaurants did that.
Yeah.
And they had a whole big seating area in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And you could order from any of the restaurants on this main street and you would order a QR code. All their menus popped up. You could scroll through.
And let me be clear on something. There's something that I like about it in terms of doing it like this at a brewery where I know I'm getting a beer and maybe a pizza or maybe some meatballs, right?
Yeah. You don't want it at a fast or a real restaurant.
I was at another place that I'm not going to name and I was sitting inside and we snapped. And it was like, oh, where's the menu? Oh, we have to, okay. And then, you know, because it was like, then I have to sit and peruse. And then it was like, I don't know. It was just different in an indoor actual restaurant setting than it is versus a
outside
patio casual. Beer casual
yep.
thing. So
agreed.
And I also, I'm not afraid of menus. You know what I mean? The way that like we've all been proven, it's been proven over and over again. You're not going to catch COVID from the menu. So,
likely not. No.
No. So that's my thing. So Prize Brewing, if you're looking for a patio, it was a good hang.
Here's a bonus top two, Blood Orange Miraculum.
Oh, yeah.
It's real good.
Right, I had a Pilsner because I was in that Pilsner place. I was just feeling that summer sunny, you know, thing. And I just wanted a light, crisp beer. And that was amazing.
All right. So I'm going to give
What's
you a place that I checked out finally, Cafe Circe's.
Circe's,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And 44th and like Linden Hills.
Yeah. Pennies in Linden Hills.
Yeah, yeah. I had it's kind of over by Turtle Bread there too, which I'd sort of forgotten about. So I was like, oh, there's Turtle Bread. I had a beautiful ham and cheese croissant poppy seeds was just fantastic. It's really airy inside there. They did a great job with the ordering and there's lots of beautiful pastries. And then right outside in front on a boulevard, the city has like put up like lots of Adirondack chairs and there's like some cafe tables that are outside on the sidewalk, but also in the boulevard of the road. So
like on both sides of the road.
Yeah. So it was like, I love when we decide that because of the pandemic, we can be providing more outdoor space for people to gather.
Right.
It just was great. It was like a beautiful outdoor little park that they just made out of nothing.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in for more parklets. I'm in for more like spaces that like, that's another thing we'd like to see carry through the pandemic. I would happily be outdoor dining more in different creative ways.
Yeah.
That the city needs to permit as okay. Like they need to stop getting their underwear in a bundle about the small little niggly things that they did.
And if you have a giant boulevard that's got grass and trees and like, why do we just have to be driving by that and not actually use that space?
Yeah.
We can put Adirondack chairs out there and sit with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I like that. I like that.
So, yeah, that was my
Cafe Circe's
top
is your
two. Cafe Circe's, yep.
All right. So my second one is actually a person. It's Diane Mua. And I love Diane Mua because she is, of course, she was, you know, you might have known her as Diane Yang. But she was, of course, news came out this week that she is actually handing the reins of Spoon and Staples pastry chef situation over to Alexander Motz. And we love Motz. Love Motz. But Mua is taking a step sort of back in a weird way. And what I love that is she is dedicating and focusing all of her time on growing Belcour Bakery for Gavin Kaysen. And Belcour, the news this week that it got, that they went to, they're going to St. Paul. They're opening up in the, Cooks of Crocus Hill in the OG Crocus Hill space. And the thing about it is that she has realized that she doesn't want to run nighttime dinner service kind of stuff and try to do a bakery and try to have a family and do all this stuff. And I have to give her huge props for that because so many of us, I love what she said to me. She said, I used to give away my time like candy and I didn't value it. And I didn't understand what it meant to really care about your time. And I love that. And I would like for that to continue with people, especially women who are dual role people like this in lives to consider about what do you want out of your life?
I do think that that's going to be a lasting thought on this time on the hospitality industry.
Yeah, I do
think
too.
People
I
are
hope
gonna,
so.
I think we're going to see Wednesday through Sunday dining.
Yeah.
I think people will close Monday and Tuesdays or open up later for lunch.
I am so fine with that.
Me too. If you need to have a life and give two days a week off to your employees, the only bummer is
for the poor people who are then not working on
the hospitality people.
They're like, well, but then where do I go eat?
My sister will be like, except I only have Mondays off. Right. So where am I supposed to go?
Where am I going? I know.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your second?
My number two is going to be.
You're coming up with it right now?
Kind of, because. What I really want to say, I'll say, and then I'll say the other thing. When you say Diane Moa, all I can think about is the pastry cake at Spoon and Stable, and they have a strawberry crepe cake that they're doing for Mother's Day pickup.
Yeah.
And I really, really want that. So okay. I'm having a hard time not focusing. Thinking about that for crepe cake.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to say for a Mother's Day option, if you're looking for something that's kind of different but kind of fun, Hello Cookie is an option for your mom to get her a cookie. It's a cookie box.
Oh, Hello Cookie.
Hello Cookie.
You said it so fast. I didn't hear the name.
Hello Cookie.
Got it.
Cookie box.
Okay.
It comes with cookies inside it. It's very beautifully designed. It's kind of fun.
It's festive. You can buy just one. Okay.
And I think moms would like that because everybody likes a good cookie. And I think on Mother's Day, like you want a little special, just a little something.
I like this. I have someone to send that to. It's not really about Mother's Day, they do a great job. But it's about someone who could use a little
lifting, like that, Stephanie.
That's perfect, like that. I need to lift a couple people.
Yeah. So I also
Is it local?
Yes.
Oh.
It doesn't look local. It looks national, but it's local. And it's a woman and she does a great job and she'll deliver and she does a great job. She was a graphic designer. That's why it looks so pretty.
Okay.
So it's HelloCookie.com. Great.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Good. Great. All right. We should take a break. And when we come back, I'll give you all the rest of the brunchy conversation with Ellie. And we'll give you some ideas when we come back.
Okay.
Call Carrie Augst and Sue Durfee. And
who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be.
Okay. So we started out the show, if you're just joining us, talking a little bit about that Hanson over here is going to have a graduation brunch for her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Hanson do? She's like, okay, I got this. I got 3 weeks to prepare. One of the weekends, I'm going to be gone for Mother's Day visiting my stepmom. So, okay, we're going to do four quiches. We're going to do two tarts. We're going to do a Caesar salad. We're going to do a kale salad. We're going to have a lemon bundt pudding or bundt cake. I can do a lemon blueberry bread pudding. I can do like Bloody Marys, mimosa bar. I can do caprese skewers.
Slow down.
This is my thinking,
I know.
I write the whole thing down. And I send it to my niece who's helping me. And I said, okay, this is what we're doing. She goes, well, you better like run it by Ellie. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Because I was trying like to not burden her.
Right. You were like, I'll just take care of it. I'll just do it. You just show up.
So I show her the menu and she replies and she goes, well, it's not very brunchy in a text because all this is by text.
Yeah.
Well, what is brunchy? Well, like, where are like the egg things? I was like, well, quiche's eggs. No. Can we have less tarts?
Or she's, I don't want the tarts to be the main thing.
Yeah, like, and she had all these feelings about it. Then she sent me, like, Pinterest pages.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And they were all like, how about we have French toast sticks in shot glasses with a half an inch of syrup? Like, we're at a wedding party and they're passed on a tray.
Yeah.
We are not doing that.
Yeah.
And then I was freaking out and just like, what the heck? So I text Stephanie and I'm like, does this seem brunchy? And she was like, well, like maybe you just order it all from someone.
I literally was like, you need to take the stress off of this because breakfast, the reason I don't have breakfast parties is because you can't keep everything hot. It all has to kind of be room temperature. Yeah, no.
So then she says, Mom, really, like kale salad? Nobody wants a kale salad but you. I was like, kale salad holds up for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of an open housey thing too, right?
Yeah.
So we're just going to throw the doors open and food will be on a table and we'll all be hanging out outside.
Yeah. How many people, by the way, are you expecting?
Well, that's the other thing. So then I'm like, well, I don't know her friends really. She's been out of our house for 4 years. I know her girlfriend and her girlfriend's parents. So they're coming. And I have kind of family people coming. And so she was like, well, do we have an invitation? I mean, this is 3 weeks.
She, by the way, is an adult. So
I haven't quite gotten my mind around that yet, Stephanie, but it's coming quicker than you can imagine.
Some of this herself.
So again, she's in finals. She's doing a paper. So I'm like, fine. I go on Canva. I do a quick invitation and I send it to her. And I didn't hear back whole day. And I need to get these. So yeah. I'm like, okay, too late, too bad, too sad. I ordered them. And then the next day, she was like, why did you pick that picture? I was like, oh, too late. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. And then Kurt's like, well, you should be letting her like have more input. I'm like, no, this window has passed, people. Yeah. I got to order stuff. I got to pick stuff up. I actually was at Bed Bath & Beyond, and there was a paper towel holder that was made of white wood with a dowel with an anchor on it in the clearance section, and I bought it for $4. You know why, Stephanie?
Why?
Because on the Pinterest page, they showed a stack of donuts on a paper towel holder, and I was like, okay, fine.
Okay,
$4,
fine.
I'll get that. It'll feel real, like, Pinteresty for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been tough.
It's been tough. And I, like I said, brunch is tough because also, God, we were just talking about this because brunch is the most searched thing on our website, on the MSP Mag stuff. And let me tell you why. Because nobody knows what it is. Because you know where you want to go for your bar. You know when you crave pizza, you have things to go. You know when you're thinking burgers, you know where to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you may say like, oh, who's got that? What? People don't know what brunch is supposed to be, nor who has it, nor what it is. Because it could be eggs. It could be donuts. It could be quiche or like sausage.
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Ham and cheese sandwich. Or it could be burger. You know what I mean? Like, or yes, it could be just like the best apple fritter. But there's like, those are so different. And so people don't know what it is. And so when you're trying to do a party around brunch, it is impossible.
I thus am learning. And yeah, I did find some great recipes that Hope's going to put up on our show page. But the bottom line, like, I thought lemon bread pudding with blueberries sounded amazing. I thought lemon poppy seed bundt cake cut into slices would be amazing.
Yeah.
I will say, we have this recipe that we've had in our family for a while now that we just call it Kathy Wiedemann's recipe. It's basically sausage that has an apricot glaze with rosemary, and you fry the sausage ahead and then you put them in this glaze and you just keep them in a chafing dish or heat them in the oven.
Yeah.
And they're really delicious. And so she was like, I want those sausages. So I did put the recipe up for Ellie's, Kathy's sausages that
so
she
do
wants.
You have to have chafing dishes?
Well, that was the other thing. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be, I'm going to throw open the doors and
this is a home brunch.
That's right,
situation.
Stephanie.
This is, you're not expected to be a caterer.
And I decided okay. My back is still like on a scale of 1 to 10. My back is still a 2 or a 3 on most days, which is way better than it was.
Yeah.
I said to my husband last night, I'm like, so, cause he's the pie crust guy and he can make pastry quiche like nobody's business. So I was like, do you want to make 4 quiches? He goes, no. We're just going to order all this stuff.
Just
like, just
it.
Go online and just order a bunch of stuff. And that morning, I'll pick up stuff, you pick up stuff, and my sister will help. And he goes, and then we'll just put out some juices and a couple bottles of champagne, and we'll have a tub of beer. And he was like, we're not doing what she wants. And I showed him the paper towel holder, and he goes, wow, I wouldn't have even done that.
I think if you buy a bunch of donuts, a bunch of croissants,
yeah,
you know, you buy the pastry things that look pretty, you mound them up.
Yeah, I was thinking like Cafe Circe's.
Yeah.
Those ham and cheese would be perfect.
Yeah. And just,
it'll cost $1 million, but
they will.
Then
they,
I don't
sure
have
will
to cook at all.
No, but then, and then like, or, and then do, you know, like little things that you can cook. I would do like those mini muffin quiches. I wouldn't even do the big quiches if you were going to do them. I'd do like small mini muffin
and
quiches.
And I think that's partly what the Pinterest was reflecting. It was reflecting like wedding food.
Well, it is supposed to be this sort of snacky bar situation. And that's what I think, like, and an open house should be that. It should be where people drop in and they grab a couple things and they go.
Yeah, and I put an RSVP, but I don't care. I mean, I put it because that's what you do, but I just am going to put all this food out. And then when it's gone, it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, and at one, oh, the other part, 1 o'clock is the virtual graduation.
Oh.
So I'm like, are we supposed to be sitting in front of the TV watching like the University of Minnesota's graduation? Because boring.
Are they like calling her name then? Or like during this virtual thing?
Supposedly, yes.
Okay.
So then, and she submitted pictures. So I was like, well, I hope they do it in alphabetical order so that someone can be paying attention to the timing and go, we're at the cheese, and everybody can run around the TV, hear her name and go, huzzah, and then go back to brunching.
Yeah.
Because we're literally not going to sit there for 2 hours and watch a virtual graduation.
I don't think I would do the names. I think I might listen for the speakers. Because, you know, I think most of the Listen, I some of the best
Such a
speeches.
Journalist. I,
honestly, no, it has nothing to do with that.
It's, life speeches.
I have had some amazing, you know, like graduation speeches at the colleges my kids have graduated from. I'm not talking okay. high school. Colleges, that's the only reason to do it is because when we were at NYU, my God, like that speech was, you know, one of those things that I was like, and of course, I can't tell you who it is, but I just remember feeling like, wow, that was worth it.
I do. Okay, fine.
But I wouldn't sit through the names, for God's sakes. No.
I just want to hear her name. I want to see her picture flash up on the screen.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I know she's not listening, so I will tell you, I bought some very embarrassing yard signs.
Okay.
And I ordered playing cards that have the date on it and her picture.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, we can hang like a clothesline with like paper clips.
Yeah.
As decor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I can be a little Pinteresty here.
Right, right.
So that's the graduation brunch.
Okay.
That has come together in literally a week. So I'll place the order tomorrow for all the crap I need and yeah. done.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. And I'm just trying to figure out what we're going to do for the kid. It's definitely not going to be a brunch, though.
It's just going to be cheeseburgers. That's what you should do for Jakey.
No, because those will also not hold up at an open house. Like, that's the thing. You have an open house, you have a four-hour window of people popping in and popping out.
What about, like, hot dog boxes from Hamburger Gordado?
No,
El Guerzo, whatever that name is.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know where you're trying to go.
Gordo Hamburguesa?
Hamburguesa El Gordo.
Yes, that place.
No, that's the kind of thing, like, I mean,
what about a sausage man?
Pick that up.
And like then, a Gerhardt Brat cart.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to do that, probably, but it'll just be food. Let's not worry about it.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Weekly Dish presented by Hornitos. Weekly Disher, spring is sprung, and that means the best tasting wild caught seafood is available from Sitka Salmon. You may have heard us talk about Sitka Salmon before on the show, and that's because we are huge fans. Sitka Salmon standards for quality are unrivaled in the industry because you see, Sitka Salmon is a community supported fishery. The fish they process for you to eat are caught by a collective of small boat fishermen, fisherwomen, and families. Some of these families have been fishing for multiple generations. And knowing the boat your fish comes from is not typical of most fish you buy. When you buy a Sitka salmon share, you're getting the freshest quality fish you can, and you can trace the fish back to its source. With your share, you're part of the Sitka family, and you get monthly fish shipments of salmon, lingcod, crab, tuna, halibut, and you get the freshest fish while it's in season. They even have recipes, but I've been steaming my cod in my Instant Pot. The fish is so delicious, you don't even need to do much to serve it other than cook it and eat it. So Weekly Dishers, here is how you get your $25 discount for the first month of a premium Sitka Salmon Share. Type SitkaSalmonShares.com/weeklydish and you save $25. So save $25 on your box. Again, type Sitka, S-I-T-K-A, SalmonShares.com/weeklydish and you save $25.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Weekly Dish. Thanks for joining us today. If you have joined us on this very sunny, gorgeous day, if you're listening to us on a cold and rainy day too, thanks for stopping
couple
back
days,
in.
listening to the podcast a couple days down the road.
Right. I mean, I get it. If you're out there gardening and stuff, I'm with you.
We did have a caller call in that wanted to know the donut place I recommended on Jason's show and on my Mother's Day blog at stephaniesdish.com. You can find all my recommendations. It was Yo-Yo Donuts that has donut delivery from Minnetonka. A lot of people looking for donuts.
Okay, so I just thought we'd run through some of the stuff.
Stephanie,
that was in
your
the
feed was just bursting with food.
It took me till I literally, you guys, I could have had more. And then I realized I need to kind of stop because it's almost too much. We're going to lose people's attention. I can put some stuff till next week. There's literally so much opening and so much going on in the restaurant world right now, you guys. And of course, we could talk about the fact, like last week we did where they're all trying to find labor
workers.
And everything else and workers. But I will say that there is a forward motion and we have to think bigger. And, you know, I think that things are going to start to kind of roll.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting to see what's happening out there. First and foremost, did you know that Betty Dangerous has completely switched their concept?
I didn't until I read your feed, but now I do.
It's crazy. So it's no longer Betty Dangerous Country Club.
And is it still for sale?
No. She addresses that in the thing. Leslie Bach is the owner and she addresses that on her website saying it was for sale, but now it's not because they've recommitted to doing something different. She had a really rough time.
We tried to buy the Ferris wheel and we're told no.
Yeah. So Why did you try to, you personally?
Well,
it doesn't fit in your
folks
yard.
That I work with.
By your water feature?
Yeah.
Can you imagine your neighbors? They'd be like,
that'd be fantastic.
Next door.
My neighbor in Clone Valley put a Ferris wheel in her yard.
Yeah, be a problem. But so Betty Dangerous is now Betty Dangerous Animal Farm. And I'm very interested to see how this goes, because it's not like, hey, farm, send up. It's political satire.
Which
Animal Farm
sounds weird, but cool.
It's Orwell and 1984 and Animal Farm. It is a mashup of kind of dystopian, politically inspired bar restaurant. I think this is what she says. It's part bar, part art, part restaurant, part amusement for adults and mature young adults. It exists to make your life a little less dull. It's a satirical, artistic interpretation of Orwell's Animal Farm in 1984. And I guess what I would say is that I kind of applaud this. This is maybe what I would rather see her doing, because it's sort of that idea of like poking a little bit of fun at everybody's earnestness about everything, you know?
The darkest movie in the world that is a good movie, but is the 1984 movie.
Oh, it's, I don't know if I ever watched it. I read, I went through a big Orwell phase,
yep,
as an English major and doing a lot
you
of,
and Ellie.
Yeah, we did a lot of dystopian.
Break it down.
But it's interesting. It is satire. You know what I mean? And so I'm really interested to see, you can either vote vegetalism or vote animalism, and she's keeping the margaritas, but it's, you know, there's a lot of like burgers and comfort food and like farmy things. And I'm interested to see what it looks like inside, but it's fun. It's a gas, it looks like. So, and I'm all for them. They have, in my mind, to be quite honest, have had challenges with the food there, because
yes,
they don't care about
awesome.
It because it's always about the art. I'm hoping that they've pulled that balance back.
And the Psycho Susie's food is actually pretty good.
This is what's weird. It's
yeah.
like the pizzas and stuff there are
and
great.
And the wings at Psycho Susie, the dry rubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so that's going on. So Betty Danger's Animal Farm. Yes, the Ferris wheel is still there. But they don't call it the Ferris wheel. They're now calling it something. I don't know. It's the danger, but it's also something else now. So I'm going to let you know that there is a new sandwich situation sort of thing happening at the North Loop Galley Food Hall by our Rectangle Pizza friends. You know, you've had Rectangle Pizza, haven't you?
The North Loop Galley Food Hall, was that Gray's?
No. Gray's is over behind by the Twin Stadium, kind of.
Uh-huh.
North Loop Galley Food Hall is across from Freehouse. It's
that same
little like patio situation. And then they're across from that.
I always
moved.
Felt a little weird about that place. So help me feel better about it.
Yeah, that's where, you know, it's
like
Rectangle Pizza,
bar.
Soul Food. There was that chicken thigh place from Jared Brewington, but he left.
Yard Bird.
Bird. Yeah. Well, I can't remember.
I don't know.
But anyway.
What's left in there?
So Rectangle is still there. I think Soul Food is still there. I think Ono Hawaiian Plates is still there. But Wrap is the new entry into the mix. And I kind of think this is a great idea. They're basically big fat wrap sandwiches, like a turmeric tortilla wrap with stuffed with tons of stuff.
Yum. I love
and
wraps.
And like porchetta bacon. You know, they've got Crybaby Craig's fried chicken stuffed in one with a whole bunch of stuff. And they're just doing Wednesday through Sunday, but it's lunch. It's like 12 to 4. Like, we're just saying that it's hard to find lunch spots, and I think this is kind of a fun one.
Sounds good.
What do you think about the fact that Liftbridge Brewing is opening their massive new taproom patio in New Richmond, Wisconsin today?
Go for it, friends.
Right.
I know that you would hope that Minnesota would have gotten it together sooner. Tattersall, please don't leave us. Liftbridge, don't leave us. Just make more, not less.
Right,
good
right.
for them.
Yeah.
I want all my Minnesota makers, if they have to be Wisconsin makers to succeed, let it go.
Are you a person who will drive out to New Richmond?
No.
You're not going to?
No.
Okay.
But I'm great for them. I'll go to Stillwater. I'll buy their beer. I'll buy their hard seltzers. I'll buy the stuff.
I'm having a wondering about this moment of like, is it meant to draw us there? Or
no,
is it meant
I think it's
for
meant
the
to
Wisconsin
draw Wisconsin people.
People. Okay.
And the
there.
People in River Falls. And
okay. Because New Richmond, there's also, I think I am going to go because there's also, you know, the 45th Parallel Distilling is there.
Which is a wonderful distillery.
And they have a pizza oven now in their tasting room. So I feel like I would go and maybe hit both of those Minnesota companies that are based in Wisconsin or that have Wisconsin outposts. And I would kind of visit and hang out. But I mean, it's not going to be a thing where we go every week, right? So... But I do love the fact also that this is also Liftbridge, it's an event space.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're talking about people looking for bridal showers and things, that might be a thing if people are willing to take a destination, a trip out there. It might be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's good. And then also, I just wanted to shout out this little truck that is opening Abby's Cochina Salvadoreña y Mexicana. And it's a El Salvador and Mexican food. Abby taking over the Agonize space in Lindale, mm-hmm. right? Remember, we've already kind of heard that. She's got this great little truck already open, like, because she can't, they're working on the kitchen, they're working on permits and everything else. So she's got her food truck in the parking lot right now. So smart. They have, I know that they've got the birria tacos and the birria quesadillas that everybody wants.
I want you to do a segment on those.
I don't know.
Because I don't even know, kind of what they are, but I have a general idea, but then there's dipped ones.
They're all supposed to be dipped. I mean, like, the birria is the soup, you know?
Did this come from, like...
We'll do a segment.
Okay.
We'll do a segment.
It is sort of popping up everywhere, and I'm not really getting it.
Oh, and then on TikTok, they made, like, all the stuff with it, and so then now it's, like, everywhere. And there's people all over town are making it. So, but she's got some good ones. But for me, she does the pupusas.
I love pupusas.
Oh my God. Why haven't pupusas caught on?
More pupusas need to be in the world. Maria's up in East St. Paul has delicious pupusas.
They're basically these cheesy little hot pockets that are like, that they griddle these masa cakes. And oh my God.
Beans and cheese. Yeah.
Oh, Abby's are chicharrón con queso.
Okay. That's a graduation idea.
Yeah, actually. Well, I don't know if she's moving her truck because she's trying to get a restaurant going.
Would they hold, like, if you went and bought like 100 pupuseria or pupusas, would they hold?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that's a great, I mean, like, if she is going to do catering, I would definitely pick up that because those are delicious. That's a good idea. Okay, what else do I want to tell you about that's coming? Oh, coming soon. Let's talk about this. The Quad City Pizza that everybody loved, the dill pickle pizza.
The QC.
I know. They are coming to South Minneapolis.
Yeah.
They're going to Nokomis area.
I'm fine with that because it'll be by Fat Lorenzo's, which I also love.
Totally.
And Mellow Glaze, which has the best glazed donut in the Twin Cities, which I also love.
Yeah.
That would be a good Mother's Day. Get a bunch of glazed donuts from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that because I've not had that dill pickle pizza. And every time I see it pop up in Kimberly Curry's Instagram, it makes me want to eat it.
Quad City here's the deal. Quad City is a style of pizza. The Quad City style of pizza is different. So it's not just about the dill pickle situation. It's about the fact that they have a little bit of malt in their dough. And so it's got a different character flavor. And then they cut it. There, and also the sauce is a little tiny bit spiced, like a tiny, tiny little bit of heat in the sauce. And then they cut it in the rectangles. You know, I mean, it's a round pizza, but they slice it in, not squares, but in the rectangles. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that's funny.
I do, too.
Great. Love Minnesota squares. Love rectangle. Okay. It's just a little bigger square.
Well, it's like this long.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like a breadstick. You know what
I
mean?
But then sometimes when you eat that, because I've had this before, you pick up your slice and half of it is like, wah. So you got to have the right crust that holds up because a rectangle.
Right. Well, it's just a little thin rectangle. It's not like a giant one, but it is like a little thin one. But that's funny because that's like Jake's preferred way of like cutting his pizzas is the rectangles.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pizza cutting is another funny
thing. It's a whole other thing. It's a whole other thing.
Those Minnesota squares are the best. I saw someone at a bar that had a Heggies, and I was like, oh, Heggies. I love that pizza.
I know. The best bar pizzas ever. Seriously.
Kurt won't let me eat them.
Why not?
Too much cheese. And he just was like, that's too much cheese.
That's a lie. That's an actual lie, just to be clear.
He likes Jack's.
He's a traitor, so there. That's fine. I have to not talk to him now. Couple more things before we go, you guys. Falafel King, they're coming to Brooklyn Center. They're opening in the old Tim Hortons space. They are going to watch for them, you guys. Falafel King is going to be on the move and expanding.
So delicious,
so
too.
So good. Like, yeah, great falafel.
Very delicious
totally
for
good.
Thousands of years.
Hummus,
they've been doing delicious
40
food.
Plus years in Minnesota.
Yep,
and they're going to keep going. Alamo Drafthouse, a lot of people were waiting for the news because we'd heard they had declared bankruptcy. People were wondering if Woodbury was coming back. The news is July. They will come back in
July.
Good
for them.
And then, of course, the pizza farms are starting to roll open. So I wanted to make sure and shout out that Red Barn Farm in Northfield is opening this Wednesday. Stone Barn in Nelson is open next weekend. They're great. And, of course, my always, always favorite burger night at Together Farms is back up and operating. So if you want to take a quick drive out to Mondovi, I think it is where they are, by Eau Claire, for some really great burgers. They have a new baby cow named Lumi, and I'm going to go.
I saw it.
I'm
going to
go meet
cute.
Her. She's the cutest thing.
Cows are cute.
They're pretty. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will give you the wrap up and talk a little bit more about locals we love. We'll be right back. This is The Weekly Dish on My Talk 107.1.
Welcome back to The Weekly Dish, presented by our friends Hornitos Tequila. They have a new lime and mango hard seltzer, you guys, and it's real good. I had a friend that came over this week and I gave her one. And she was like, wow, she goes, this actually like kind of tastes like tequila. She's like, it's like a cocktail in a can. You know how sometimes the seltzers can be fake flavoring.
I kind of wish I liked seltzers. I just don't.
Yeah, she really liked it. And I've had them and I thought they were good.
Okay, I'll keep trying.
While we talk about locals to love, I want to quick call out something that's a little bit of vacation news.
Yeah.
Our two chefs, and I can't remember their name. I want to say the woman might be Nikki and someone else, and you maybe know them from Travail. They
are... Frame me up a little bit more than just looking at me waiting.
They are opening... It's on Mike Brown's Facebook page. Oh. They are opening the Chocolate Mousse up in Ely.
Oh, I was going
to
tell you that.
Which was the iconic... it's next to Paragus Outdoor Store. It's the iconic gathering place in Ely for every Boy Scout troop, everyone coming through on their camping and canoeing trips. And it had a beautiful outdoor patio. And it closed, and it was real sad. This town has really missed it. So
two
of these Travailians are going up to run it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be open from like 8 to noon-ish, breakfasty, kind of early brunch. And then they're going to be doing some weekend fun dinner things.
Oh, okay.
So it's the Chocolate Mousse in Ely.
Yes.
They have a web page called The Chocolate Mousse, and they are on Facebook. So check them out and follow them if you're going to be heading up through Ely. The Ely food scene is kind of percolating.
Is it a food scene?
Well, they have Insula, which is delicious and
they have
back
what?
Open. Insula,
yeah.
Best northern pike sandwich ever.
Someone, they like liked something or sent me a message on Instagram, and I was like, who are you? And
they're
where
great.
Is this?
They're up in Ely, and...
Maybe someday I'll actually get invited to a cabin weekend up there.
Yeah,
and find
actually,
out if
maybe
there's...
this summer, you and Steph Meyer can come, and maybe she'll help me photograph some stuff.
All right, right.
Okay, all right. Okay, super.
Good.
So, yeah. Local news.
Okay.
I was telling Stephanie one of the pandemic fallout things might be that whatever filter I had left.
This is you guys.
Is gone.
We're a little worried.
Because I'm getting a little worried. I'm talking a mile a minute and I'm a little filterless. So
yeah. We'll see.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. It could be hard.
Could be rough.
Or it could be entertaining as all get out.
As
and
long
hopefully
as I'm
you
kind
stay tuned.
And
just
nice.
Try not to judge us too hard and like send us the emails that say, you didn't say this right. We know. I mean, the whole thing with the movies last week, apparently when we couldn't come up with Dangerously Potential Woman and, you know, whatever that.
Oh, the Oscar
the
movies.
The Promising Young Woman thing. And then we kind of blew those apart. I was having fun blowing the names apart and someone was like, my God, you guys.
Well, I suppose if you look at the fact that we are an entertainment station and probably should know these things.
Well, we do know them. We just can't remember them because we're supposed to be talking about
Promising
food.
Young Woman is a good Oscar-worthy movie to watch.
Can we have just a hot second on the Oscars?
Sure.
Because I think you and I were funny because I loved them and I was in the minority of
I liked
people.
Them too. I thought and it was very personal.
I thought it was like, for a moment, great to actually care and know the people and that made me care about what they were saying versus like... Okay, we're just waiting to get to the next musical number. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
I do know what you mean. And I also liked it.
I know.
I thought it felt very personal. It was, I thought pandemic style, as good as you can do it.
I thought it was
It's
that.
Probably not going to be like that all the time.
No,
but
they'll go back. And
between the CMAs and that, I was like, these are the two pandemic things that I've like legitimately enjoyed.
Yeah.
So
I know. And we're not going to get it back.
No, Matheson hated it.
I know he did.
He was so mad. He was like, if you're going to put this on broadcast television, it has to be like entertaining.
I get his
point of view, but.
But no, it was entertaining to me.
I liked it too.
In a different way. I was entertained. That's the difference between, you know, sometimes all of that flash and craziness and all the stupid shticky things. That's not entertaining, actually.
One of my favorite things that happened during the Oscar telecast was the Jimmy Kimmel Channel ABC commercial where he goes, yeah, so you might remember I was the Oscar host for 2 years, but they're not really having hosts anymore.
Yeah, he's sitting there drinking like a Mick Ultra.
Yeah, very self-deprecating and super funny commercial.
I also don't care if they have hosts ever again. I would rather have the actors just do the things. Like
Laura Dern talking about her craft.
Yeah.
And
they're actors. They know how to host things. Let's just have them, let's have the presenters be the hosts.
I would also, though, not like any trivia where Glenn Close is put in the uncomfortable position of having to do debut.
Well, I just thought that was
staged. She rolled with it.
That felt so awkward in the middle of all of it. It was like, what are we doing?
That was the worst part.
That was the dumbest thing. That was like the whole like, oh, we'll give you guys one moment of like funny little levity. And it's like, it just fell flat.
And Glenn Close saved it because she rolled with it and she's amazing.
She's lovely.
But we don't have to do that again.
Yeah. So anyway, there's our Oscar moment. I know you and I were texting and it's the wrap up and all the things. But hey, I wanted to make sure that you knew about Buddy Boy Fine Barbecue out in Minnetrista. Which now that you're a Weesabber,
I don't even know where Minnetrista is. I know
that
may be
a little take for you to like head out, you know? And it's far. It's kinda out by where our friend Manly lives. But this is off of 7 and I think it's off of 7, but it's look up Buddy Boy Fine Barbecue. Cute little place. Great barbecue.
They are
doing, an Uno de Mayo pig roast today. So they're not waiting for Cinco de Mayo. They're doing Uno de Mayo. And, they've got Mother's Day orders. If you want to do a smoked honey ham kit, they've got great coconut cream pies. I know. So that's in the feed. If you want to look for that up, that's out there. Cinco de Mayo is going to be this week, and
It's officially been canceled, the celebration in the East Side.
Okay,
just in case
I was going to ask you if you knew.
Nothing's happening.
It can't happen yet, I think, and that's fine.
Nope.
It's Kentucky Derby today, which makes me...
Will be fun to watch.
Will it?
I like to watch the actual race. We watch it every
year.
Do
you really?
Yeah. My brother-in-law is super into it. They've been...
Do you drink mint juleps?
No.
Oh.
I have. I think with you. Yeah. And it was like,
I have never been a derby party, which is funny because of course I'll just drink the bourbon all the time, but I just don't, the whole derby party and the hats, I think it's fun. I just have never gotten into it myself.
Can I tell you something that I forgot to tell you earlier?
Sure.
Okay. There is a drink at Meteor Bar.
Yeah.
And Meteor Bar is a full on bar. They've got some hot dogs and it's outside of downtown Minneapolis, kind of north side.
Yeah, it is in the north.
And it is our friend Rob Jones, the bartender.
We've talked about it. He's been on.
Okay. The cocktail that I want you to have when you go there is Burn the Orchard.
Yeah.
And it is peach. It is spice. So it's got chili and it's got some shoshoshong kind of something in it. So it makes it a little bit spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And lemon. It was like the pandemic cocktail of my mind.
Oh,
like where I was wanting someone to make me this cocktail that you can't make at home, that you don't even know what's in it. And it came to us and I lifted it to my face and the peach smell and the kind of spicy. And then with the J. Carver gin, I almost wept.
Yeah.
It was like, this is what I missed this whole pandemic. Food I can make at home. I'm not a terrible cook. Like, it's obviously, but this cocktail, this smell, this experience.
Yeah. I know.
I put it on our weekly dish show page because I really do want people to go try it. It was so good.
This is really great. I think that for me is the number one thing of wanting cocktails, just sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
And wanting cocktails.
Sirdic sidebar too.
Yeah.
The guy with this tattooed arm, and it was the sound. And I turned and I looked at him. He was shaking in a shaker, the ice, and making like a shaky cocktail.
Yeah.
I literally got like kind of eclamped.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, I am not in any emotional space about this. It's so weird for everyone
who's having
these like emotional moments. I'm like, yep, no, it was nice and I loved it and I'm happy for it. But I have none of this like... Maybe it's because I have so much other emotional stuff going on, like with moving and graduation and everything else. Like the pandemic for me is like the last on my list, you guys. Like I can't care about it as much because of all the other stuff.
I feel like I'm being reborn and I'm talking a mile a minute because I went out last night and had the best night of my life.
See, and this is where
I saw friends and I saw Nancy Noh and I saw Jerry and I saw Jim Sertick and I saw my people and I was like, we're back.
I know, what's funny is because it's not like you've been a hermit. You've traveled. You've gone places. You post from bingo.
But they weren't my people.
I know. But the funny thing is I'm just having this thing where I see everybody having these emotional moments and I sort of go, what's wrong with me?
You're dead inside.
I must be dead inside. Or I think I'm just so parsed out. Like I have only X amount to give and I've
already given it. 107.1.
Have you ever bought?